FCUM Radio, FC and Community United.
Hello and welcome. It's Tuesday, the 14th of January, 2014. I'm George. This is FCUM Radio News, recorded live from the Wythenshawe Forum.
Good afternoon. My name is Anthony. Here is the news headlines. This Thursday sees the funeral of local MP. Local group reacts to government tracking announcement. United share prices takes a tumble. Tyson Fury set to fight again. Helicopter bows out this Monday. And Manchester History Festival returns this month.
Later in the show, we will be also hearing about Mancunians Rugby League.
The funeral for Paul Goggins, the MP for Wythenshawe and Sale, who sadly passed away last week, will take place this Thursday lunchtime at Salford Cathedral. Mr. Goggins, aged 60, collapsed suddenly while out jogging with his son on New Year's Day. His office in Wythenshawe has been inundated with messages of sympathy from local people. MPs and the Prime Minister have also paid tribute to Mr. Goggins, who entered Parliament in 1997. He was a successful minister in Northern Ireland, even though he was a practising Catholic. His family have asked that any donations go to the charity CAFOD or the Cardinal Hume Cancer Centre in place of flowers.
Protesters at Barton Moss are furious at the PM's announcement local councils will be able to keep 100% of business rates from the shale gas schemes. Protesters at the site in Barton Moss believe the government are bribing local councils to support the drilling.
News on the cobbles of ITV's Coronation Street. Hayley Cropper from Weatherfield sadly takes her own life on Monday's episode. Julie Hesmond-Haig, who has played Hayley for 16 years, says that Hayley's exit has been beautifuller and truthfully played out. Anyone affected by this can find support through the Coronation Street website.
Manchester United's value has dropped by a staggering quarter of £1 billion in the last 4 weeks. United are worth $2.5 billion, down 12% in the last 4 weeks, and 20% on May last year. The Glazer family controversially took control at Old Trafford in 2005.
Wythenshawe's Tyson Fury and Derek Chisora are edging closer to a summer dust down. Speculation is suggesting that the rematch will take place in the summer. Frank Warren says the plan is for Fury and Chisora to both come through their fights on the 15th of February this year. Then the summer rematch is imminent between them, most likely in London in June.
And now we will be interviewing Mancunians Rugby League.
FCUM Radio, FC and Community United.
Right, we're now joined by Alec Heron here at Parswood High School, the training ground of Mancunians Rugby League. Would you like to introduce yourself firstly and what you do at Mancunians Rugby League?
Yeah, I'm Alec. I'm the media manager and a very second-rate centre.
Centre?
Yeah.
Right, OK. As the weeks progress, we're going to find out what centre actually is in rugby league.
OK.
OK.
Yeah.
But can you give us a brief background or history of Mancunians Rugby League?
Mancunians Rugby League is now in its sixth year. Started kind of on the back of before we had the Manchester Knights and they closed down. And Manchester's a huge city, doesn't have any rugby league.
No.
Salford has about seven amateur teams and a professional team, two professional teams. Manchester has nothing, even though we have the grand final every year. We just had the World Cup final and now it seems pretty much every year we've got the Magic Weekend. So really, Mancunians is here to try and grow the sport. We're playing in the North West Men's League in the fifth division
And what tier of rugby league is that? Because obviously you've got the Super League and the Championship. And where does that come? Is that like tier?
You've got the three professional, two semi-pros, and then we'd have a Premier, North and South. We're probably somewhere near 10. I don't know, we're quite
that's
far
good.
Down.
That's FC United level status. That's,
yeah,
that's
it's
good,
probably yeah. Right. It's quite a similar setup, I think. Both United's a co-op as well, isn't
yes.
it? So we're a cooperative.
And whereabouts are you based? Where do you play your matches?
Last year we were playing at Hough End, right. Which is Cholton.
Yep.
This year we're either going to be playing here in Parswood or there was kind of.
Because just to give people an idea of the calendar, what this is pre-season now.
This is the first session of pre-season.
Early doors.
On a wet Monday.
When's the season kick off?
End of March. We don't know who the first game is, but we know our league.
Right.
Hoping for a home match. We should have a good league this year. last year there were a couple of teams that were definitely playing below their standard, and this year we seem to have a bit more competitiveness.
Because the season before that, you did really, really well, didn't you?
Not the season before that. The season before that, the two before that, they won the league.
Yeah.
Really, what happened was the rest of the teams changed to summer leagues, and the players that we were getting coming in from Greater Manchester went back to their club, their local club sides, and now we're. Although I think in a way it's been a good thing for the club, because now we're dependent on Manchester players, not Wigan players or Warrington. We've got Manchester players, so we're regularly putting out 13s of Mancunians, which is good. It means we've got a lot of not rugby league players, union players, or people who've never even played the sport before.
Because it's not been on the decline in the last 20 years or so, but it's when I was growing up in Salford, I remember it being a lot bigger than it actually is.
League.
Now, yeah, it kind of has dropped off since Union became professional.
I think maybe the case in Salford could be that Salford have dropped off in the last 20 years.
Well, they're winning second division titles and all that, but yeah.
Yeah, but league in general probably has been on a steady increase since the Super League was introduced. In Manchester, it's coming from zero. There was nothing. So we can't say it's growing or declining. We can say... it's starting again because we did have a team in the, I think up until the 40s or 50s, and before that they had finals here. They used to have a stadium at Plattfields, I think it is.
Right.
But it's just recently that it's really started up again, and now we've got our team, we've got a youth team now also.
Is that a first for this season? The youth team
development? Yeah. The first Mancunians youth team.
So it's growing steadily. What's the ultimate aim this season?
For the club as a whole. We want to have a strong season for the adults, bringing as many new players as possible. That's the most important thing. And complete the season with the under-15s. It's a completely new venture having an under-15s in Manchester.
Yes.
So in terms of rugby league, it's just to keep going strong and steady and get as many people involved as possible.
There was a new sign, wasn't there, formed last year called East Manchester Rangers.
East Manchester, yeah.
Is that a sign of the good work Mancunians have done, that there's confidence that they can have rugby clubs throughout the city, or is it still steady as she goes for all concerned?
In terms of East Manchester, we had one game together, which was good because it was first Manchester derby in, I think I've read, 67 years, which is quite exciting. They're not in our league this year though, so I don't know what their story is.
And what's the long term aim, say 5 years or so for Mancunians, or are you just seeing it season by season?
No, that one, if you asked the chairman, I know he has a long term plan, and it included putting in a statement of interest for Championship One a couple of years back. Obviously we've got to first build up the community game. That's the real aim of Mancunians, is to try and grow rugby league, not grow Mancunians, grow rugby league in Manchester. 5 years down the line, I'm not sure, but I know we'll have a few more teams than we have now.
And how can people get involved? This is the first of pre-season. I take it you've not got your squad finalised yet. And
no.
So there's still time to get involved. If you're a fast, stocky lad.
No, Mancunians, it's not. We're not making it competitive within the squad unless you're getting towards the top of the first team. We want to have as many players as possible, and we'll find the level for you to play at.
Because there's a touch rugby set up.
Not a minute, because it's freezing. Anyone that wants to come down, if they've never played rugby league before or the experienced players, will come down and find the level for you. And it's a good atmosphere, it's a good social scene to it, and it's nice facilities, it's good laugh.
And training every Monday night?
Pre-season's every Monday, 7 till about 8.
Down here at Parswood High School.
Yeah, and when you come, go around the back of the school, you don't see the entrance.
And for more information about Mancunians Rugby League, where can people go?
WeAreMancunians.com or at MancuniansRL. Facebook.com/Mancunians.
Thank you, Alec. We'll speak to you again in the near future.
Yeah, perfect. Cheers, mate.
The Manchester History Festival is back again this year from March the 21st to the 30th. The last festival in 2012 attracted thousands of people to a range of events across the city. One event this year focuses on the history of the Bellevue Zoo and Amusement Park. The organisers are looking for want-to-be actors to take part in an alternative walking tour that will celebrate the history of the park and zoo, which closed in the 1970s. If you are interested, contact Claire Turner on 0161 306 1982. You can also take a look at the Manchester History Festival website, that is www.manchesterhistoriesfestival.org, that's all one word, for more details of events in March.
Thanks for listening today to FCUM Radio News. Same time, same place tomorrow. Thank you.
And now for the weather. Just look outside your window and it's not looking very good. What am I saying?
FC UM Radio, FC and Community United.